Welcome to episode 5 of our 1010 Thrive Easter special, The Centurion's Witness.
Orders are moving through the guard. Quiet orders. Temple business.
For what?
To end this. To crush the rebellion before it gets started.
It has already begun. I had spent my life identifying threats, rebellions, insurrections, men who would take up arms against Rome. This man, Jesus, carried no weapon, commanded no army, and yet the men who held power in this land feared him more than any zealot. And what troubled me most was that I no longer knew which side of history I stood on. But I knew this. Whatever was coming would not end quietly. I remember that night like it was yesterday. It was dark and quiet when we entered the garden. I commanded a detachment of soldiers along with the temple guards. Our orders: arrest a troublemaker. A man who threatened the peace and stability of the entire province. They did not tell me that the man was Jesus, but I suspected who the target was.
There, through the trees, there's a man kneeling. It looks like he's surrounded by men.
I could see a man praying alone, his companions asleep around him. Even from a distance, I could feel something radiating from that place. A heaviness, a sorrow so profound it seemed to bend the air. And then I saw his face in the torchlight. It was him. Jesus.
Rabbi, greetings.
Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
There was sudden commotion, a sword being drawn, a cry of pain.
My ear, he's cut off my ear.
I drew my sword. The situation was about to erupt. In that darkness, one wrong move would mean a massacre. Stand down, all of you.
Put your sword back in its place. All who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my father and he would at once send 12 legions of angels? Come, let me see.
My ear, he's healed it. How did he do that?
He reached out and touched the wound, and the ear was whole, perfect, as if the blade had never touched it. A man surrounded by armed soldiers, moments from arrest, and instead of fighting, instead of fleeing, he healed the enemy who had come to take him. Take him into custody, carefully.
What followed was a travesty. Jesus was dragged from one authority to another, first to Caiaphas, the high priest, then to Pilate, the governor, then to Herod, then back again. Power passing judgment on truth and not recognizing it.
Tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
Blasphemy! You all have heard it. What further need have we of witnesses?
Guilty!
He deserved death.
The verdict was decided before the question was asked.
Pontius Pilate, the procurator, examined him next.
Are you the king of the Jews?
You say so.
Do you hear what they are accusing you of? Answer me.
He gave him nothing, no defense, no argument, no plea.
Do you not know I have authority to release you, and authority to crucify you?
You would have no authority over me, unless it had been given to you from above.
I watched Pilate's face. For the first time, I saw uncertainty.
I find no fault in this man.
Crucify him! Crucify him!
You brought me this man as one who incites rebellion. I have examined him. He has done nothing deserving death.
He claims to be the Son of God.
That word again, God.
Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify!
You take him, and you crucify him. I see no reason to condemn this man.
If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar.
There it was. Not justice, not truth. Fear.
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
Pilate went out onto his balcony and addressed the crowd.
People of Israel, you have asked for this man's life. I am innocent of his blood.
His blood be on us! His blood be on us! Yes! Blood be on us!
And so it was decided. The soldiers in my command, my men, made a cruel sport of it. I stood there, and I let it happen.
A king needs a crown. Here, hold still, your majesty.
And a robe. Every king needs a purple robe. Hail, King of the Jews.
Centurion. Should we stop this?
I did not answer. I turned away. I let it happen. That is the truth I must carry. I knew who he was. I had seen his power.
And I did nothing. May God forgive me for my silence that morning. They placed the cross on his shoulders, and we led him through the city.
Blasphemer! Crucify the blasphemer!
Look at him. Where are his followers now?
This is your king?
Isn't he a miracle worker? He saved others. Let him save himself.
He's going to collapse.
Keep him moving.
No. Wait. I had seen condemned men break before, scream, curse, beg. But he said nothing.
Rabbi.
Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children.
Even now, he spoke as if he were the one judging us.
Centurion! Look, he collapsed again, this time harder. We need someone else to carry his cross.
You, there!
I've done nothing!
Carry the cross, now! And so another man carried his burden, but not his silence. Why does he not resist?
Maybe this is what he came to do.
That thought stayed with me. Long after we reached the hill, the same voice that had silenced crowds now struggled for breath. The man from Cyrene carried Jesus' cross to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Jesus fell several times. The crowd was enormous. Some wept, some jeered, most just stared. Then the groan of a heavy beam being lifted upright. A thud as the base drops into the hole. The crowd noise shifts, lower, some weeping. I have witnessed many executions. It is part of the work of empire. But I had never seen a man die like this.
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Wait, what did he say?
He's asking his God to forgive us.
Forgive us? We're the ones killing him.
Yes, I know.
As the hours dragged on, something happened to me that I cannot fully explain. Every word he spoke from that cross, forgiving, praying, promising paradise to the criminal dying beside him, each one struck me like a stone. Not because they were the words of a defeated man, because they were the words of a king on a throne that no one on earth could see. And then his final words.
It is finished.
Is he dead?
To confirm his death, I took my spear and pierced his side. Blood and water gushed from the wound. I had seen this many times before. It meant the heart had given out. He he was dead.
Earthquake! Fall back! Fall back from the crosses!
Centurion, the sky. Look at the sky.
There was darkness in the middle of the afternoon. The earth was shaking. Soldiers and civilians alike were terrified. As people were running away from the crosses, I walked toward the one on which Jesus hung. I looked up at the face of the one who was hanging peacefully, and I shook my head. A truth was dawning on me. Truly, this man was the Son of God.
To be continued.